The reading today is from John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of human descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I've called this message, He Came. Millions of people around the world who don't believe in God or that He sent His Son to be the Savior still do celebrate the Christmas holiday. Unfortunately, to many it means a few days off work, Santa, presents, and an orgy of food and drink. Really good sales figures. Many do not know or care that this time celebrates the miraculous birth of the Messiah, Jesus. Whether or not the 25th is the actual birthday is immaterial. It doesn't matter. It's why he came that is worth celebrating. The Christmas story is over 2,000 years old, and countless millions of people have believed it. It's no different for you and I. Either God did send his Son or he did not. If God didn't send his Son, then why are we here? There is no point, no future, no hope. Life is meaningless. If God did send his Son, then what difference does it make? God sent his Son to show that he loves us. Scripture tells us, unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. To hear that, unto you, regardless of who you are, whether or not you understand the message, whether or not you're good, bad, or pious, the news is meant for you and me. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest love story ever written, but some read the gospel like a used car contract. Somehow in the midst of all the verses about love, and there are hundreds and hundreds of verses about love, they only hear the clauses and conditions and the consequences of disobedience. Christmas comes around each year, reminds us that God is not in the business of keeping books or tallying ledgers, nor is God concerned about our status or position. If he were concerned about any of those things, Jesus would never have been born in such humble circumstances. Christmas is the beginning of the classic love story that ends at the cross. Over my lifetime, I've often asked the question, what if I'd been born to a different set of parents? I'd never have known the love of the ones that I had. Or the love of children who I met 53 years ago, What if we'd gone, if I'd gone to a different country, we'd probably never have met. Our paths might never have crossed. We might never have known the love we have for each other. And Christmas is a crossing of paths. Christmas is when we find Jesus intersecting with humanity. It's our first best meeting with God, who has desired us from the beginning. If it weren't for Christmas, we might never have known the intensity of God's love for us. Mary and Joseph, far from home because of imperial rule, a peasant mother giving birth in unsanitary and substandard conditions, yet the birth was celebrated in the heavenlies with a host of angels singing. They laid him in a feed trough, they watched his little face, they listened for his breathing, just like every new parent does. They worried about whether they were doing it right. This couldn't be anything else but true love. True love accepts people for who they are. And God chooses to love us precisely because we are subjects of the human condition. Not because of a favorite bottom line on a social or moral profit and loss account. Mary and Joseph had nothing to commend them except their humanity. Nor do you and I. Because God had waited ever so patiently for one to be born into our world who was finally able to embody what the love that God has for us. Not some of the time, or when it was convenient, but in every waking, breathing minute of every single day. And it's the birth of that love into the world that we celebrate. Who would ever have guessed that this crossing of paths, this intersection of the divine and the human, would take place so long ago in a remote speck of dust village called Bethlehem? Who would have guessed that in that time and place, one would be born into the world who would one day fill his life so much with the experience of God, so much with the love of God, so much with the experience of God, that thousands and thousands of people down through the ages would be moved to make the incredible claim that they had actually met God in person. The birth of Jesus is when God sent a love letter of cosmic proportions. And as Jesus grew and went into the world, so our understanding of just how much God loves us grew. We find in Jesus that God's love doesn't demand perfection, that forgiveness isn't given away sparingly, but recklessly and indiscriminately, and unconditional really means unconditional, and that God's love is completely and thoroughly inclusive. We find that even the likes of us gathered here fall within the embrace of that love. And that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor the present, the future, nor life, nor death, nor anything can separate us from the love of God. And that calls for an amen. Amen. In our troubled world, we talk a lot about peace, and rightly so. But peace doesn't begin on the battlefield. Peace begins in our individual hearts. Peace begins with the knowledge that God loves and accepts us. Peace begins with Christmas. Now, having said all that, we know that Christmas is a time of sentiment that as such can cause a measure of sorrow to come to people's mind. You know, people who have lost relatives and friends during the year, or their job, or lots and lots of other things. The failures that they've suffered. But I know this, without Christmas, life would be positively unbearable. I'm going to tell you a story. And I shall probably cry, so be warned. They met at high school. She was 16, he was 70. They loved each other, and everyone knew they were right for each other. And 5 years later, they were married with two small children. And one day, standing at the sink with tears streaming down her face, she took off her apron and walked out. That night, she rang home. Her frantic husband asked, "Where are you? What's the matter?" But she asked about the children. "Yes, I've fed them. Yes, they're okay. But where are you? We want you to come home." But she hung up. Over the next few weeks, she would ring once a week to find out how the children were doing. And each time, the husband would tell her that they stayed at Grandma's during the day, and then I bring them home at night, and we love you and we miss you. Please come home. And every time he asked where you are, she hung up. After 3 months, the husband withdrew their savings and employed a private detective to look for his wife. He found her staying in a small motel in another part of the country. So he borrowed some money from his in-laws to buy a plane ticket. He rehearsed the speech he was going to give as he flew. He took a taxi from the airport to the motel, and in fear and trembling, he knocked on the door. His wife opened the door. He forgot about the speech, and they fell into each other's arms. A few months later, sitting together on the sofa in the lounge, the man asked his wife the question that had been going through his mind for the past few months. "Why didn't you come home?" "Why didn't you come home when we told you that we needed you and we loved you?" And she replied, "Because they were just words. And then you came." And that's what Jesus did. Not just words, he came. And he proved that he really loved us. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent Jesus.